So let's talk about relationships. When I was here a couple weeks ago, and I was talking to Julie Dillon. And she was asking me what I was going to speak about, and I really didn't know. And somehow relationships, I don't know what we were talking about exactly, but that's kind of what seemed to come up, and I thought, oh, I think that's what I'm going to be talking about. And in The Course in Miracles, that's what we have been really studying. There's this part in the book about relationships, and that we have relationships with everything. We have relationships with our things. We have relationships with people. But I want to talk about our relationship with people, and especially the ones that we have difficulty with, because that's the ones that keep you kind of hidden in your darkness. And that sometimes it's really hard to let go of that darkness. It's like you want to hang on to it. And I have to tell you a little story about that. We have a daughter-in-law that is really very troublesome and has really done a lot of things that have kept us away from our son and our grandson. So Dan and I have tried to heal that, and we tried different things, and nothing seemed to work. Finally, after really, literally years of trying and nothing worked, we decided to just let it go. We were done trying to heal it. And what we were doing was trying to heal it out there. And I think that's what happens with relationships, that you try to heal them out there. We try to take that other person and say, if they would only do this differently, then they would be great in my life. Then I can really love them. I can really shower them with my love and affection. But what happens is they don't do that. Your expectations of what you want them to do is going to fail you every time. So where it really has to happen is within you. It's changing your mind. Where else is it going to start? Because you are in charge of your own feelings, emotions, and thoughts. So once we did that, once we just really stopped trying to heal her and thought, okay, we're just really gonna just give up, which is really a wonderful thing to do, because now you're allowing something else to come in, which is the Holy Spirit healing your mind about the whole situation. And that's every relationship you've ever had trouble with. Don't try to fix it out there. It always starts within here. So our love relationships, our special relationships, where a lot of relationships, love interest relationships, start with a special relationship. You're brought together because, gee, he's looking good, or gee, she's looking good, but it's a special relationship because you're looking for something that you can get out of it personally. And sometimes you're not even aware of that, okay, what am I going to get out of this? So then you come together, and oh, it's so wonderful at first. And it's like the honeymoon. And everything is good. And then all of a sudden things aren't so good. And you wonder, well, what happened? I'm doing everything that I can to make this relationship work. Why aren't they doing what they can? So it always seems like you're coming up short because you're thinking the other person isn't trying as hard as you are. Well, stop it. You have to think about what you're doing in the relationship, how you're feeling about the relationship. What are you doing to heal yourself, which heals any relationship? So any special relationship, especially a love-hate relationship. A love-hate relationship is an illusion of love. And you want to be in love, but it's covered up by resentment, fear, holding on to the past, and past hurts. Allowing yourself to be open, allowing yourself to start hearing what the Holy Spirit is telling you, because the Holy Spirit, or Whole Spirit, sees the big picture. And it sees the happiness always. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to reinterpret everything for you, even in a love-hate relationship, that can be totally turned around into a holy relationship. And a holy relationship is one of true love. And it's one where you feel the love of God within you. That has to be where it starts. You have to know and feel it in your heart and feel the presence of God in everything. Once you feel that in your heart, that's how what you are going to extend to really everyone. And then your relationships, you will start to see the love in every relationship that you've ever had. And the past relationships, the past hurts that you sometimes drag up and want to focus on that, they're gone. You never wanted that in the first place. We always want to be happy. We'd rather be happy than not. So when you start feeling that you've been let down by a relationship, someone is hurt your feelings, you misunderstood or they misunderstood you, you have to really stop and think of it as a learning opportunity to look within yourself, because it always starts with you and it ends with you. So what am I doing wrong? Now, sometimes it may be so complicated that you're not going to know that. This is where you really ask for help. And then just let it go, just like what we had to do with our daughter-in-law. We just had to let it go. And let the Holy Spirit show you, instead of saying, you have to show me. Like right now, you have to show me, because now I'm ready. Just be open. Then you're ready all the time. Then it really becomes a holy relationship. And in that holy relationship is like the holy instant. And it's like the holy instant when you realized that you and this other person are literally one in love. And that's eternity. You're feeling eternity at that point. And it changes something within you. You'll never forget it, because that is the time that your relationship totally changed. Changed to love. a total love, not one of getting, but one of total giving. And I was reading here, down below here, learning, living, love together. That's beautiful, because that's who we are. We are love, and we want love always in our life. And you can be happy and totally in love all the time. It just depends on you. And it depends on what teacher you're listening to. Because you only have two teachers. It makes it pretty simple. You either are listening to Holy Spirit, which is your higher thought system, or your ego thought system that remembers everything that you ever did to make it mad and and it never forgets that. Or it tells you, oh, look at that person. Didn't they do something to you before? You shouldn't talk to them. You should just ignore them. So what do? We listen to that. And then all of a sudden, we're wondering, gee, how come I don't have any more friends? Or how come people are staying away from me? Oh, maybe it's because you have this sour look on your face. You know? Smile. Let me see everybody. Smile. Come on. Just smile. It doesn't hurt. Smile. People love to be smiled at. Strangers. In the store. Just smile. They'll probably need it. You need it. You need to do it. It's just feeling the connection. It's feeling the connection to everyone, because we are connected. We share one mind. We share the mind of God. So knowing that we do that, knowing that we share that holy mind, and knowing that you have a guide, the Holy Spirit, that can help you through any situation that's difficult, just you give it up. Give it up. We call it forgiveness. Forgive it. The opposite of forgiving is for keeping. And you don't want to keep that hurt. You want to totally let it go. You'll have a happier, more fulfilled, loving life. Let go of your past hurts. Move forward. Move on with the Holy Spirit as your guide. And the more you listen, the louder you'll hear that inner voice. And you'll be so grateful. I know, because I'm doing that now. I am loving my life. Loving, literally loving my life. And there's so many people, loving people in my life. And it's awesome. I want everyone to feel that way, because you're in my mind and I'm in your mind and we're in the mind of God. So be the love that you are. Thank you. Namaste.